following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your chump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong way.
You're going the wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
It's snapped over the head of Peyton Manning. It's a safety to start this game. Demaryius Thomas. Ball out. Picked up by Seattle. They're coming after Manning. Pass is too high. Intercepted by Cam Chancellor.
And it's a touchdown! Percy Harvin has just returned the opening kickoff of the second half, 88 yards!
Manning has it knocked out of his hand, and then recovered by Seattle.
Moreno in the backfield, now he scampers. The ball is hit as it comes down, and it's picked off by the Seahawks! Far sideline, Malcolm Smith, the Legion of Boom, the Seahawks defense, they do it again! Holy catfish! Touchdown, Seahawks!
Arguably the best team in pro football all season has shown it again. They are NFL champions. The Seattle Seahawks have won Super Bowl 48, beating Manning and the Denver Broncos 43-8.
Holy catfish, John.
Holy catfish, Batman. Hey, man, I'll tell you what. We're always late after the Super Bowl, so everybody's heard all this stuff before, but now it's our turn to talk about it. Tom, I have not seen a beating like that in the Super Bowl ever. Even when the Broncos were getting the shit kicked out of them when Elway was there, it was never quite that bad.
No, it kind of, the one that I think back to, there were two of them. There was the Bears-Patriots game in 85, and then, of course, in 2000 when the Ravens beat the Giants. That's what they reminded me of, but I agree with you. That was such a dominating performance, man. It might have been the most dominating performance ever in a Super Bowl. It was ridiculous.
Well, it's funny you should mention that 2000 Ravens, because one of my favorite plays in that is on the first series when Kerry Collins tried to roll out and then tried to run, and he saw Ray Lewis, and you could just see his face, the terror on his face as soon as he saw him. And, I mean, he hit the deck 5 yards before Lewis got anywhere close to him. So you knew right then and there they were just terrified. And Demaryius Thomas, even though he had a lot of catches, he had that look all day.
Yeah.
He was scared shitless. He didn't know what was going on out there.
Well, that was pretty much the entire Denver offense, I would say. And, had Seattle not scored an offensive point, they still would have won 16-8.
I know. Exactly. Look, the first play of the game.
I know. You just knew it. You knew it.
The first play of the game. And, it just took all of that crap that for 2 weeks about Peyton Manning and legacy. You know what his legacy is now? F Peyton Manning. He sucks.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, no way, man. He sucks, man.
Okay,
he's an absolute turd. He's a turd.
So Dan Marino sucks too?
No, I don't want to hear it. No, see what happens with Dan Marino. Peyton Manning has now gotten the shit kicked out of him by a Care Bear in the Super Bowl. And if you remember correctly, he got the snot knocked out of him by Chad Pennington in the playoffs right there. That should eliminate him from any kind of further
discussion. On, stop it. Stop it.
No, man. Hyperbole is what it's all about in this country. And
Peyton Manning
sucks.
Then we better put Trent Dilfer in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, absolutely. Trent Dilfer, Vinny Testaverde, too.
Jesus.
I'll tell you. So the Seahawks said that they figured out the hand signals.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's what they said. And I tell you what, I was listening. I don't think I heard him scream Omaha once in the entire football game. But yeah, they said that they deciphered the hand signals and kind of figured out what they were doing.
That's because he was trying to screw Vegas. That's why. Because there, you know, you could bet on whether or not him yelling Omaha would lead to a touchdown. On any play where he said Omaha, would they score a touchdown? So he just didn't do it.
Do you think he actually would think about that out there, especially after getting the crap knocked out of him in the first two series like that?
No, John, I was making it up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. You know, everybody's got conspiracy theories now. Now there's a big, long 15-minute video about the NFC Championship game.
Oh, I know.
Complete with creepy music and vague questions.
Well, hey, speaking...
Oh, God.
Speaking of creepy...
What's up, guys? It's John Tilliard here, and you are listening to Bang Radio number 244. You know, it was kind of weird, you know, during the game on Sunday, while Peyton Manning was having one of the worst games of his career, T-Mobile were also running these ads with a former Broncos quarterback who was asking for a new contract. You know, it kind of makes me wonder if maybe they knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, is that right? I wondered about that.
Of course they knew what was going to happen. Do you think I would ever let anything like this go? Trade my nephew to the Jets, will you? I'll bite you in the ass. I'm a vindictive son of a bitch, Tom, and you know it. Look, all Lot's wife did was turn around and look, and I turned her into a pillar of salt. So take that, Peyton Manning. That big red spot on your forehead will never go away.
Well, I'm Tom. He's God, or he's John, rather. And that guy you just heard, that John Tilliard guy, I guess that's the last time you're going to hear him.
That is the last time we're going to hear from John Tilliard. He doesn't want to do the intro anymore. I think he's too busy with his bronies. So I think that leaves it open, Tom. We're going to need to find a new intro doer. Who's going to do our intros?
Well, there you go. I mean, here's an opportunity. John is retiring, so if you want to replace him, then send us some sample.
Well, wait a minute. John's a brony, so are we putting him out to stud, or is he heading for greener pastures?
I don't know.
Tilliard's like, oh, boy, going out to stud, that sounds like fun.
But there you go, guys. I mean, it's wide open. I know some of you would like to do it, right? Just send us a do one for show 245.
I don't care what anybody says, John. You're not going out to stud unless you clean your room.
Do one for show 245, and yeah. You know, we'll pick the best one.
Yeah.
So, or we'll play them and let you guys pick the best one.
Yeah. So if you want to be our guy that does our intros next year, give us one for 245. I don't care what your subject is.
Next month, you could be guy.
That's right. We'll pick the best one, and we might pick the worst one. But Tilliard doesn't want to do it. You know what? I was flipping through Netflix the other day, and I happened to notice a movie called Bronies, which is like one of those Trekkie movies about people that... I'm wondering if Tilliard is in this movie. Uh-oh. If he is, this explains why he's snubbing us now.
Well, I'm not going to be hard on the guy. He is the original show mascot, and he's been doing those for us, and I appreciate him doing them. And yeah, you know, I mean, hey, it's all right.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Absolutely. John Tilliard is the Bang Radio Hour incarnate.
Yes.
He always gets, he's in our Hall of Fame.
He's still our friend.
Even if he doesn't want to play with us anymore.
Other friends who played in the fantasy playoff challenge there on NFL.com. Callum BK is your winner.
Callum Crickle, I think his name is. I can't, last time I tried to say his name, I screwed it all up. So, yeah, congratulations to Callum there for winning. Everybody had Broncos.
Yeah,
everybody had Peyton Manning.
Well, sure. I mean, I had him. I got four times, yep. Four times the mess. But you know, I mean, they scored a lot of points for me in week three, and I had, you know, what are you gonna do? I had the Seahawks defense, though.
So did everybody else. That's the thing. So did everybody else. I finished tied for seventh in that league, so I'm all right.
Is that? Are you Tom Dooley's stinky finger?
Tom Dooley's stinky finger.
Okay. Yeah. Monkey Giblets was second. Daniel B. Hella is third. Kicked in the McNuggets fourth. And I came in fifth. My team name was Tom's Accident Waiting to Happen.
Then I thought you and the bag of peas took care of that. That's not going to happen anymore.
Oh, man. All right. Let's see here. Coming up. We'll get into the Super Bowl a little bit. Oh, John, 9/11 was an inside job.
That's what I've heard, Tom. Yes. You know, there's some pretty reputable people out there, including gatecrashers, that say so. Jesse Ventura.
One of our favorite TV guys has an eye infection. He's going to tell you about that.
Oh.
Yes. What women want. We're going to let you know what women want. We've got the pissed off Broncos fan. Can't wait to hear this. Deion Sanders, man, like you've never heard him before.
Yeah. Oh, this is something, man. That's going to be fun.
But all right, Pete Carroll, let's start off with this, says, get used to it.
I want to say thanks to this football team. This is an extraordinary group of young men that have come together. They have come together to do something very special, and it's just not 1 year. We're just getting warmed up, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just getting warmed. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt if they won it again.
Now the coaching staff starts to get picked apart here in the next year or two.
You know what, though?
I definitely think that they're on the, you know, they're clearly the favorite next year.
Pete Carroll's not going anywhere, so.
No, Pete Carroll's not going anywhere, but how much of it is Pete Carroll and
you talk to the players, they'll tell you it's Pete Carroll. They love to play for that guy. And it shows.
I suppose. But how many are they going to find that are just, you know, low round draft choices like that that are waiting to excel? I mean, you know, all congratulations to them. I think they've earned every single bit of it.
Wait. What round was Richard Sherman taken in?
Wasn't he like a fourth or fifth or sixth round or something?
Yeah. So what difference does it make?
Well, this is my point. They're not going to be able to keep doing that. You know, they're not going to be able to keep doing that. They're not going to be able to keep finding guys like that and mining them out of there like this.
Their quarterback wasn't an early pick.
No, but a lot of quarterbacks sometimes drop to like the third round because unless you're going to grab first round talent, you need a quarterback. I mean, you know, they got Russell Wilson, but everybody knew he was talented.
Yeah, there's also free agency.
Do you see them as a 12-year dynasty?
12 years, no, but I don't think you can have a 12-year dynasty in this league anymore.
Well, the Patriots have been one, even though they haven't gone to the Super Bowl. I mean, won a Super Bowl in a while. They've definitely been their top.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, teams are competitive. The Steelers are always competitive, you know. I mean, as long as Peyton Manning's on a team, that team's going to be competitive. They might choke in the Super Bowl, but, you know.
Well, you know what disappointed me the most about Peyton Manning losing the Super Bowl? Number one, because I just wanted him to win and retire so Tom Brady would go, oh, God, Jesus, son of a bitch. Oh, God. You know, because now he has to, right? If Manning wins that Super Bowl, now Brady's got to. He's just got to, no matter what. I mean, people can argue with me all they want about the semantics about whether, oh, he really doesn't need it. I'm talking about for himself. Yeah. Dead bastard.
But Manning said he was going to keep playing afterwards no matter what.
Well, okay, see, so Manning is in his, what, he'll be in his 15th year, right? And so will Brady. Brady will be in his 14th year. So, I mean, you know, the end is coming. Just got to wonder when.
Well, speaking of Manning, Richard Sherman bumped into him after the game. He was on his way to his press conference.
Yeah, I found this. This was on Mike and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, man, Richard Sherman was really impressed because Manning seemed genuinely concerned about Sherman's injury. Here's what Richard had to say.
When I was walking up to my press conference, well, limping up to my press conference and trying to make it up the stairs, somebody taps me on the shoulder and extends their hand and asks, am I all right? And, you know, my eyes kind of make it up to see who it is. And it's Peyton, you know, fully dressed in a suit and, you know, obviously really concerned about my well-being. And, you know, after a game like that, biggest stage ever, a guy still classy enough to ask, you know, how you're doing and really be generally concerned about an opponent. You know, and that shows an incredibly different amount of humility and class. And I think that deserves to be known and that people shouldn't, you know, don't have the right to bash him.
Yeah, don't bash Peyton Manning. John?
Dude, look, he's had plenty of practice blowing it in the postseason and being gracious. So he knows how to do it.
Well, they scared him. They scared him.
He knows how to be classy. Nobody does a better post-game classy than Peyton Manning after a loss in the frickin' postseason.
He does have a ring now. He did win a Super Bowl.
I know. He beat Rex Grossman for a ring. Okay, you know what? I'm just kidding. But really, Peyton Manning sucks. There's no other way about it. I'm sorry. He just sticks.
Oh, my God. Stop. All right. Stop. But he's always funny on Saturday Night Live. Here's a clip of Peyton Manning on Saturday Night Live.
These guys are so good, and I'm very, very scared of them. I mean, can I be real with you right now? I mean, like, Really, really real?
Yes.
I just thought about going out there for the second half, and a little bit of pee came out.
A little bit of pee came out, John.
I'm telling you, I think that was a real recording from the from halftime
right,
of the Super Bowl.
Right.
And then when he went out and saw he saw the kickoff return, I think more than a little pee came out.
Yeah, then a little brown spot.
I think he had to run back in and change his pants.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was death blow right there, man. That kickoff return to start the second half, that was just every ounce of whatever they could have possibly mustered at halftime was just kicked right out of the top of the stadium.
Now, Malcolm Smith got MVP, and, you know, you keep seeing the pick six that he had, you know,
yeah,
which was
yeah.
really a gift. I mean, that was just gift wrapped for him. The play that I loved was the forced fumble on Demaryius Thomas. Thomas did, because you were just talking about the look on Thomas's face the whole game, and it was never more prevalent than on that play because he comes running up with the ball, and he just looks scared to death, and Malcolm just comes over and, bam, knocks that ball
slaps
right
it out
of his hand.
I know. And on the field, during the course of the play, it actually looked like he shit his pants and dropped it instead of having it getting slapped.
Right.
He just looked
exactly.
like he went, oh, shit, and dropped it.
Exactly. But nothing was better than the post-game press conference with Malcolm Smith, and he's right in the middle of his press conference when this happens.
Investigate 9/11. 9/11 was perpetrated by people within our own government.
Wait.
All right. Is everybody all right? Check his press pass.
As Malcolm Smith.
Check his press pass. He said he walked up to the door and he said, sorry, I got to get in there. I got to get to work. And they just let him walk right in.
Unbelievable.
Idiots are going to be all over. Now they've seen how easy this is. Dude, watch. The Final Four, there's going to be some moron cutting down the nets with whoever it is. Benghazi!
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I swear. Kids are going to be, there's going to be like the freaking, you know, the youth league basketball banquet.
Please investigate cashier Phyllis Jackson down at Safeway Food Store in Mudflap. She's not giving out the correct cash points.
Hey, John, was 9/11 an inside job? No, don't answer that. I'm kidding. I do not want to have that discussion. Well, of course it wasn't. George Bush was a wonderful, honest man. Now watch the hate mail flow.
Christ. You know, whatever.
No.
Please investigate the Swanson Corporation. I don't think these are either from Salisbury or Stick. There's no way.
So I guess I missed this before the game, but I heard all about it after the game. Chris Carter on ESPN called the Seattle Seahawks receiving core, the whole core, called them
the core
appetizers.
Look, man, Chris Carter, I've just decided, has no room to talk about anybody anywhere, anytime. Shut the hell up. As you said to your mama, sit down, mama. You know, you don't disrespect guys that are in the Super Bowl because they have a way of coming around and making you look stupid when they win.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just that simple.
They sure do.
Nobody gets there without earning it. You know, even Trent Dilfer earned his way in there, you know?
Yeah.
And he was part of why they won the game. People will look at that year and they just look at that defense and they go, oh, that's why they won. But at the same time, I remember Dilfer took over for Tony Banks. Remember Tony Banks? We both had an experience with Tony Banks.
Yep.
But Dilfer took over. And whether or not there was a defense that won the Super Bowl for them, which it did. I mean, their defense was the identity of that team. Dilfer turned into a leader
right.
on that offense. And Dilfer was a sorry-ass quarterback, man. I don't know why anybody would ever think otherwise.
Well, he managed the games. He didn't turn the ball over exactly what they needed, and he handed it off to the running back.
Right. Oh, speaking of great faces in the Super Bowl, how about when Jason Sehorn got burned for that touchdown when he threw that ball to Brandon Stokley and Sehorn had that face running right into your TV screen? Holy shit, oh my fucking God!
Well, anyway, Seattle's receiver Doug Baldwin, who obviously couldn't be tackled in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Of course, not really. Nobody could. Denver couldn't tackle anybody. But, man, when he schooled Champ Bailey, oh, my God. It was ridiculous. But he said, my man that said we were appetizers, right? He told me to Google him, Baldwin said. Talking about Chris, I guess Chris Carter told Baldwin to Google him. And he says, and I did that. And I saw that he was a Hall of Famer, which, like I said, I respect what he did on the football field. But I also saw two conference championship appearances, none of which he won.
Right.
And I didn't see any Super Bowl appearances. All that stuff came to me in Google. And I would love for him to come to me. I would love to show him the Super Bowl ring. If he doesn't want to come and see it personally, tell him he can Google it.
That's great. I can't stand Chris Carter. I fucking hate that guy. And you know what? The one of those NFC championship games that he lost was to that Giants team that was so terrified of the Ravens.
Yeah, they got what, like 40-3 or something like that?
They got so, I tell you what, to this day, other than maybe this Super Bowl, I have not seen a team so thoroughly schooled as the Vikings were that day. They were so outcoached.
Yep.
Denny Green got so whipped that day.
And of course, the year they should have gone to the Super Bowl, they should have been playing Denver, was when Anderson missed that chip shot field goal against Atlanta.
Right.
Against the Dirty Birds. And, you know, that was Randy Moss's rookie year, and they were tearing everybody up. Randall Cunningham was the quarterback, you know?
Right. So there you go, Chris Carter. You allowed two of the worst teams in the goddamn Super Bowl era to get in the Super Bowl. The freaking Falcons, you gave them their one appearance. And anybody that lets the Giants through the door, F you. That's why we traded Jay Schrader.
Oh, okay. So Bob Costas.
Bob Costas
one of our
over
favorite,
in Sochi.
One of our favorite TV guys in the whole world, right?
Hey, over here in Sochi, where I've been reminiscing about my various sexual escapades with my neighbor, A-Rod.
Never touched their genitals.
Right, sure, sure.
I wouldn't touch them. I just sit in the chair and masturbate while A-Rod bangs them silly.
Rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
That's right. Hey, if you can get the rhythm going, that's when you can have some fun.
Well, he's got an eye infection, and he was on TV, and he had to let everybody understand what was going on.
Bear with me for a moment as I spare my friends in the press office countless inquiries. I have no choice but to go all Peabody and Sherman on you for the next couple of nights, since I woke up this morning with my left eye swollen shut and just about as red as the old Soviet flag. According to the NBC doctors here, it's some kind of minor infection which should resolve itself by the weekend. If only all my issues would resolve themselves that quickly.
It was caused by a cum shot. Let's be honest. Let's get it right out there. We're in the Olympic Village. When in Rome, do as the Romans.
Whatever. Just go away, Bob.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Whatever.
Bob Costas here in Sochi, where you defecate with your roommate. I still haven't gotten used to it, Tom. However, I cannot say the same for my roommate, a Turkish man named Gadiz. He's not shy at all. He has seemingly no aversion to any of the local cuisine. Oh, hell. Did you watch any of that opening ceremony last night?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Did you see the Parade of Nations?
No.
Oh, my God. All right, for one thing, if you are a colorblind, worthless, no-talent hack, you can design freaking sportswear for all of the nations to wear into the goddamn stadium. Oh, my God. It's like somebody found a freaking storage locker left over from a 1970s McDonald's commercial and said, oh, these are nice. Let's put these on all the athletes. The U.S. looks like somebody, we crocheted all of our sweaters. And then, dude, they came marching in to this big empty stadium, all right? I mean, it's huge. You know, the stadium is huge. So when you're in the middle of the field of a stadium, no matter how big your stage show is, it's tiny, right? And there's this techno. I mean, really, serious gay bar techno music. It's so funny to me because, dude, these are the people supposed to be so afraid of queers, right? And yet, the 2 hours of the worst gay bar techno music you could possibly imagine.
Oh, John, just pop some X and swing your glow stick around in circle already.
I felt like I was at my first rave, Tom, with an eye infection. I think someone slipped me some ecstasy. The throb of the techno music and the sight of Vladimir Putin in the crowd, visibly straining to keep himself from ripping off his own shirt and thrusting himself rhythmically in time to the music, it made me feel something inside I have not felt since that night in college when my roommate and I experimented under the covers.
Well, here's the great thing. Here's the great thing about the Olympics. And that is that ice skating, during ice skating, Johnny Weir is doing commentary.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. That's going to be wonderful.
So we'll get.
How come it is that the girls get to wear the thong?
No, save it. Save it for our Olympic coverage in the next episode. Just save it.
Okay.
Bob Costas has no idea what women want. He's definitely not it, right?
No, he's got an eye infection. No women want eye infections.
Yeah, and some big Turkish roommate dude, right?
Gediz brings women in all hours of the night, Russian whores.
Men, do you want to know what women really want? Women want a man that is cut and ripped with muscle mass, a man with more strength and stamina, a man that has constant energy and vitality, and make no mistake about it, women want a man with a strong sex drive and libido. That's why women want their men taking troxifen.
Troxifen? Dude, this is sports radio every day of the friggin' week.
I know. Every day.
Every day. I'm telling you what, man. This one I had to record and play on the show because it's just so ridiculous. You know, who's your average sports radio listener? Guy, 35, you know, 40 years old, right? Job?
Yep.
Got a couple of kids in the car. Okay. He's none of these things, okay? He's none of these things. That's what women want. So buy our bullshit pill.
Women want a man with a strong sex drive and libido.
Yes.
Dude, I'm listening to one a couple of weeks ago where they had this, what do you get when you cross this freaking whatever kind of tropical fruit with this other kind of crap? You get a miracle weight loss pill. And then it goes on to say that if you stick to 2,000 calories a day and walk a 30-minute, you know, walk 30 minutes every day and take our pill, you'll lose weight. And it's like, no shit. Yes, you will. You don't need the fucking pill. You do that, you're going to lose weight.
Look at that. If I eat right and exercise and take this pill, I'll
right. 2,000 calories a day and a 30-minute walk every day.
Unbelievable.
I know. And the other thing is have you not paid your taxes? It's Alan Thicke. Have you not paid your taxes? The IRS might arrest you. They've got one now where they say, you know, people who mess with the IRS, they can even deprive you of your freedom. No shit. It's called being arrested because you broke the fucking law, idiot. Pay your taxes. Pay your fucking taxes.
We are a nation of sheep, though. That's why you hear those commercials, because while you're sitting there going, listen to this stupid crap, some dummy out there's calling them up. Help me. Help
right.
me.
Right. Right. And they say, how much do you owe the IRS? He goes, $15,000. They go, okay. And they write a check to the IRS for $15,000. And then they call you every day of your life at 2 in the morning. Where's our fucking money? Where's our fucking money? Where's our fucking money?
They're loan sharks. That's all they are.
Right.
All right, let's go to break. Coming up, we got this pissed off Broncos chick, and she's drunker than hell. We got Dion dropping N-bombs all over your head. It's just good stuff on the way next.
Bang Radio.
The commercials during the game, I think more than anything, they were weird. Ellen was dancing with bears. I think I saw a puppy fall in love with a horse. It was like dropping acid at the zoo.
Peyton Manning received the NFL's MVP award for the season. Yeah, unfortunately, it was immediately intercepted by a Seahawk.
You don't know, after the game, the winning players go to Disney World? Some of the Seahawks went halfway through the third quarter. Peyton Manning had a rough day. They say it was the worst performance from a Manning at MetLife Stadium since every game his brother Eli played this year.
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech. I've got another obsession to break. No excuse. nights I will come home late, drenched in booze. 'Cause NFL is the best, the best, the best thing on the tube. 'Cause NFL is the best, the best, the best thing on the tube. When my wife tries to watch, she gets confused. Which of these players are natural or on the juice? I can't describe how I miss John Madden, Al Michaels too. Which players will get arrested for dumb things they do? Will I cover the point spread in my office pool? 'Cause NFL is the best, the best, the best thing on the tube. 'Cause NFL is the best.
Yo, what's up? This is Jeremy Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
I'm not insane, I'm not insane. I'm not insane, I'm not insane. Come back to me, it's almost easy. Come back again, it's almost easy.
The Super Bowl. Did you like either team?
Well, no. My team is the Giants. But you know, what? They didn't make it this year, so I still have to watch it.
Now you know that's not their name.
Giants.
They are not the Giants.
You know what I mean.
I know. But what are they? What's their name?
You say and I say after.
You don't know their name?
The Giants.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's very you.
The New York Giants.
Oh, that's great. The subhuman Giants, John.
The Giants.
The Giants.
And the Jankies.
The Jankies and the Giants.
This is multiculturalism, Tom. Now, you know what? If she was singing a goddamn Coca-Cola commercial, I'd be fucking outraged.
She's in all those Pepsi commercials.
Well, there you go. Pepsi's freaking communist.
Oh, that's Sofia Vergara, by the way, if anybody didn't know, on Ellen. And she plays on the show Modern Family. My wife can't stand her.
Who, Ellen or Sofia Vergara?
Sofia Vergara.
Oh, I don't know. My wife doesn't know who either one of them are. I think she knows who Ellen is.
Right. But all right. So there's this local show, local news show on Fox 2 in Detroit. And okay. They were interviewing this cardiologist about heart health, and it was right before the Super Bowl. His name's Dr. Shukri David. I don't know why it's not David Shukri, but it's Dr. Shukri David.
It's because he's Jewish. Dude, that's why.
Is that a Jewish name, Shukri?
I am Shukri David, I would imagine,
David.
And he's a doctor. Yeah, and now I know who you're talking about. I've seen his face, so yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just make the assumption. By the way, on our Facebook page, we now have a person who has signed on, who is a real person, who has spelled his name in Hebrew, and nobody can say it. So what the fuck is your name? We don't know how to say it.
This is great, because this is a dumb Patriots fan right here, this doctor. I hope he's better with medicine than he is with football, because they asked him who he was rooting for in the Super Bowl, and here's what he said.
All right, who are you calling for in the big game? You're going to watch the game?
I am. I'm a Brady fan. He's a University of Michigan graduate, so go Patriots.
All right. I don't know. I haven't made my prediction yet. We have Peyton Manning, and then I don't even know who the quarterback is for the...
No, not Peyton Manning. They're out. The Seahawks, now you got me. But
right.
I've been following the Patriots, and I think Brady's going to pull it off.
Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks, yeah.
Yeah. says, no, not Manning. Yeah. He's out.
Yeah, he's out. He's out. He's out. Brady didn't watch the Super Bowl there, doctor. Don't you remember?
No, that was Belichick that wasn't going to watch.
You take your kid in to see this doctor because he's got an ingrown toenail, and he comes back and he tells you he's got brain cancer. And you say, no, you were supposed to look at his toe. Well, I looked at the x-rays, and it's determined that he's got brain cancer. I've been following this the entire time.
He's got brain cancer, and he's pregnant.
That's right. He's pregnant. He's with with gerbils. I'm afraid I'm going to have to call social services, ma'am. I don't know what the hell's going on in your house. He was on Fox?
Fox 2. It's local. Fox 2 in Detroit.
So local Fox heads went right to Wikipedia and changed it so that it looks like the Patriots were in the Super Bowl. Oh, no, he's not got Sarah Stanton.
All right.
Sarah Stanton.
Well, one girl who knew who was in the Super Bowl was watching, and she was cheering for her Broncos. And then it wasn't really cheering anymore. It was bitching, and she was drunk, and...
You can't cheer for your Broncos. You're cheering for the quarterback you rented. Because let's face it, if you didn't rent this quarterback, you ain't getting to this game.
Oh, come on now. The Ravens rented Trent Dilfer, right?
Yeah, they did rent Trent Dilfer, but this is Trent. Remember when he lit up all those passing records back in 2000?
Right.
Right. Trent Dilfer. Yeah, he's all over the record books.
Well, anyway, this chick's pissed. So let's see here. First, she's just, well, okay, here it is. She's going to start having her meltdown towards the end of the third quarter.
The whole fucking game, a fucking football team, and the stupid fucking Seahawks aren't that fucking good.
Oh, they're not.
They're just not good, Tom.
The Seahawks aren't that good, she said.
They're not that fucking good. I know. Look, don't you go questioning me. I fucking know. They're not that fucking good.
Oh my god, did you hear her yell?
This girl's relatively cute.
Yeah.
She's drunk, so if you're a boyfriend, you know.
Oh, he's,
you're thinking, all right, cool.
Yeah, you'll hear from him in here a couple times, but let's continue.
Peyton, what the fuck are you doing, man?
That's here. Fair.
You know what? Throw it to number 50 on the fucking Seahawks team, because that's what you're gonna fucking do. Seriously, man, this is really
just
annoying.
Throw it to
the whole fucking game, they're 36 points ahead. There is 1 minute almost less than, or you know, it was fucking equivalent to 1 minute left in the third fucking quarter. There's no way they're going to make 36 points in the fourth fucking quarter. I don't give a damn how good Peyton Manning is. He's playing like he's a fucking 12-year-old.
Jay, calm down. Calm down.
Why is he doing this to me? Why is he doing this to me?
Why is he doing this to me? It's because I didn't wear the sparkles. I knew it! It's because I didn't wear the fucking sparkles! You fucking bitch, Megan! God damn it!
Megan!
Yeah, Megan!
Megan!
Jesus Christ! By the way, this is why girls that are football fans are cool, even though when they get upset, they all sound like they're on their period. If a guy is yelling this stuff, it's a lot more powerful. She just sounds like she's bitching and crying.
Yeah, it's when you hear a guy like this.
I'm peeing on my fucking mouth!
Right! I love that.
Why is he doing this to me?
Why is he doing this to me?
Why is he doing this to me? He's a good quarterback, but he's playing like he's 12. He's playing like he's in elementary school.
It's not him, like, it's the whole team.
He's playing like he's in elementary school, John.
Every elementary school's got a football team, Tom. You know that.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, she now and during this next clip, she's going to start talking about him like he's a girl, like he's a cheerleader.
What the fuck are you doing, Peyton? Good job. Oh,
I love that. What the fuck are you doing, Peyton? Real serious. Like
you're
she's
fat.
Really asking him the question. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're looking fat. What have you been doing? You've been eating those goddamn cupcakes at lunch, haven't you? You fucking fat ass.
What the fuck are you doing, Peyton? Good job. Oh, my cheerleader made a first down. My cheerleader made a first down. She threw a first down. My cheerleader threw a first down. She did really good.
Oh.
She did really well. She threw a first down. She threw the,
Jay,
she threw the ball.
Jay, stop it.
My cheerleader, Peyton.
Don't you have
my cheerleader, Peyton. My cheerleader, Peyton Womanly, she threw a first down. Good job. Good job, lady.
It's very
good job,
cool.
Lady. Oh.
It's very cool.
Way to go, Peyton. Your hot little ass threw a first down. Good job, cheerleader boy.
Jesus Christ. Now if you're her boyfriend, you're thinking, shit, she's going to make me wear the mask tonight.
First down. Oh. I am so pissed. I've never been so mad at a team in my life.
What's up?
Why are they playing like this? 36 points in the third quarter? 36 points! That's an embarrassment. You should be ashamed to be an NFL fucking football team. That's an embarrassment.
You should be.
Peyton, go bury your head in a fucking hole, because you should be an ostrich right now. You fucking suck at life. The Tigers should be eating your ass.
Touchdown, finally.
A tiger should be eating your ass.
In her brain, she saw an ostrich stick its head in a hole in the ground and a tiger come up and eat its asshole. The tiger says, oh boy, ostrich ass, my favorite. Yum.
Oh my God.
Way to go, Peyton. Look at you, you big ostrich-looking giraffe head looking. Jesus Christ, why are they doing this to me, Tom?
Why is he doing this to me?
I don't know.
Never been so pissed off at a football team in my life. They're playing like nursery school little blind kids.
Her boyfriend's like, don't you have chemistry to do? I was like, what?
Chemistry.
This girl's drunk.
He doesn't want to say, look, get the fuck out of here. Look, this is Colorado, man. Smoke a joint. You can mellow her out.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I can let her slide because
she's cute.
Yeah, and she's a college girl. She doesn't really get it. But when I'm hearing people who know the game do nothing right. But just say, what's wrong with Manning? What happened to Peyton? How could he play this? Hey, dumbasses, why don't you give a little credit to the Seattle Seahawks?
Right.
Jesus.
Look, for two thoughts. For one, you know why you can't get 36 points in the fourth quarter? Because only one guy has ever been capable of getting 35 points in the in a single quarter. And that's Doug Williams.
Oh, baby. For God's
sake.
And
that's
sake.
All anybody's
oh,
going to do.
Oh, my God.
So, but you know what? What I saw was I saw Manning completing the same passes that he normally completed.
Right.
All right. His little rub routes that, you know, gets Aqib Talib beat up by little tiny Wes Welker. But what happened is as soon as they caught it, they were mugged.
Right.
They got beat up by three guys, two linebackers and a safety over the top on those little freaking rub routes all day long. Boom, 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 boom. They got tackled.
Or the ball was tipped.
Right. They got tackled or they put pressure on Manning. Right.
So many tip balls.
Dude, Averill was responsible for both of that dude's turnovers that won the MVP.
Right.
I think he hit the hand on that interception, yep. And I think he caused the fumble on the other one. He caused his own fumble on the other one. But, yeah, you could have given – I said to Max, you know why you can't give it to the whole defense? Because they've only got one truck.
Right.
They've only got one truck. They can't give away 11 trucks. But that whole defense won that
yeah.
game.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Complete beatdown.
Yeah.
All right, now she's just going to rant on and on here.
You know what? It feels good. Like now that I've been talking shit, he's playing better. It's like he knows.
Oh, my
he
God.
He knows that I'm talking shit. Fucking stop being a fucking pussy, you fucking asshole. God, this is frustrating. I didn't expect this game to be like this. I was like, oh, it's going to be a close game. They're going to be, like, tied at the third quarter. No, fucking Peyton's down fucking 30 points. Now he's always just getting his first point. He must feel like a real fucking champion.
Oh, my God, this girl. I wonder if her mom has seen this video.
I could hear Manning in the post game. You know, I probably could have done better in the fourth quarter, but there was this bitch in some dorm room somewhere that was really talking shit.
Study chemistry.
I can't study. I'm fucking drunk. If I read it, it would not fucking register.
Play your video game.
He's going to say,
play your video game.
Raph is going to be like, There's a flag on the field. Peyton touched his ball sack before he threw that ball. And I feel like he was pointing that at me, so I'm going to give him a flag. I'm going to put him back a few yards.
He touches his sack.
He don't deserve
though.
That there football touchdown thingy-thing-ma-jigger. Oh, I don't give it to him.
2-point conversion?
Oh, Peyton, you got a 2-point conversion. You're a real winner there. You're a real runner, Brosis. Good job.
Oh, my God.
How many yards is a ball sack touching penalty? Personal foul.
Is that
ball sack touching?
Illegal procedure.
Illegal hands to the nuts.
Hey, I'm about to choke you out.
Hey, she at least knew what is a 2-point conversion, which is better than Sam Huff. He was probably screaming touchdown.
I know, right?
You weren't rooting for the Broncos. I was. I've been since the beginning, and they're fucking playing like they're in elementary school.
I'm just pissed off because it's not
elementary
a game.
Elementary school. It's
not a game. You're absolutely right. You know what's sad? If I was partial to either team, I wouldn't give a damn. But I'm fucking a Broncos fan. I'm a Peyton Manning fan, and he's embarrassing me. He's playing like he's not even on the fucking Broncos. He's playing like he's a teenager just getting his first shot at the fucking NFL. I'm 17 years old. I'm not playing this game where people are loud. Yeah, no, you haven't. You're fucking retarded. You're right. Good deal. I'm glad that you realized that, Peyton Manning. I didn't realize you were a woman.
Seattle Seahawks.
I didn't know you had a vagina.
What?
I'm okay.
I didn't know you had a vagina.
Personal foul. Ball sack touch. Oh, wait a minute. No, oh, sorry. Pick up the flag.
I didn't know you had a vagina.
Pretty soon she's going to go, come on, man. Look, Giants fan, this is how you have a rant, you whining bitch.
Come on.
Oh, she's great, man. She's great. She's, I'm telling you, man. Somebody put her on television.
This team is my life. This team is why I live.
This girl's a better football fan than that dude ever was.
Why is he doing this to me?
I love that. Why is he doing this to me?
Why is he doing this to me, Tom? He sent me that picture of his vagina, and I thought we were friends.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Man, this girl gets it. When your team is getting the shit kicked out of it in the Super Bowl, which I have seen, Super Bowl 18, as much as I'd like to say that it didn't actually happen and it was a CIA mass hallucination thing. But I've been there, so I know. And all you can do is just make a joke. It's all you can do is just fucking start having fun at the end, yelling and screaming. Get your anger out, but be funny with
it. Or you go and you make a video about how it's fixed and there's a whole conspiracy.
Right. What a bunch of tweets.
I loved it. I heard a guy call into CBS Sports Radio, and he claimed that. He said, you know, this was fixed. This Super Bowl was absolutely fixed. There's all kinds of evidence. You can go watch videos online about it and see how it was done.
Oh.
And it was the overnight guy, DA. They call him DA. And I can't remember what the DA stands for, but it's he's DA. That's what they call him on the air all the time is DA. And he's like, how and why? And the guy starts talking about it. And DA was great because he's like, so you think that Roger Goodell wanted a blowout so that the TV ratings would just fall off the earth in the second half and so that the NFL's golden child, Peyton Manning, would get destroyed in front of the world. Yeah, yeah, I can see the motivation there. You know, and it's like, what the hell, man?
Everybody's got a goddamn conspiracy theory when something doesn't go the way they think it should.
Investigate 9/11. 9/11 was perpetrated by people within our own government.
Right, there you see.
Yeah, it never ends. But, I mean, really, fixing the NFL. Okay, dude.
Yeah, we've talked about it. I know. There's no way everybody can keep their mouth shut.
And what you just said made the whole point for this whole entire Super Bowl, man. That's just ridiculous. Give credit where it's due.
Yep.
But now it's over. So F the Seahawks and F everybody else. We're all 0-0
and
0-0. That's
right. And Dallas is going to the Super Bowl. They are. Well, wait.
I guess they're not.
I like the way you think. How'd you like a job in the front office?
How about the Philadelphia Eagles? Nope, not them either.
We don't have any Jay Gruden sound effects, do we? Yeah, we do. There are some out there of him screaming and hollering in a meeting. I guess I should get some of those so you can play them and make fun of me.
Well, we do have Deion Sanders upset in a meeting. This has nothing to do with football. It's right. A board meeting. I didn't even know he had a board or he was on a board.
This is for his prime time, whatever. And they had a charter school. This was for a charter school that he was on the board for. It came from his money and his name and all that sort of thing like this. But from what I gather, his partner is effing the shit out of him in this thing. Partnerships don't work. All you young people out there that want to go into business, partnerships don't work.
His partner's like trying to pay him like he's his boss, and he's brought these people in. Deion has no idea who they are, sitting in this board meeting, and Deion like doesn't know who any of them are. And so he's all upset about everything. He's really upset with this guy that he trusted. And I had to cut this down because this whole thing was like 5 minutes long, but I got the best parts of it. I cut it down and put it all together in a nice little compact thing here. And this was Deion all upset.
How can you do that? How can you have a board full of niggas that I don't know?
Well, how can you have a room full of niggas that I don't know?
Dream, bitch, you can't take the niggas' dream, dog, and make it your reality. You don't even know how we really got this school in Austin. You don't really know, we ain't tell you. It ain't because of all these inflated words and wonderful things we said. It was another way. Senators, political leaders. You're talking about a nigga sitting up there that was an athlete that didn't graduate. Another nigga sitting up there saying he the president that ain't graduated nothing and we got a school. Think about that, man. How in the world you think we got a school? And you gonna play me? You gonna play me, man? I'm pissed off at you, dog, because I trusted you. From man to man, I've always had your back. I feel like throwing this chair and breaking your damn neck right now. And I don't even use profanity, but I'm gonna let it ride. Because I'm pissed off because I love kids. You look at it as business, nigga. I look at it as kids. They look at it as kids. I gotta ask you to hire, nigga. I gotta ask you to get a kid in here. I gotta ask you, like, you my daddy for a check, nigga? What's wrong with you, man? We don't get down like that, dog. And you paying me like I work for you. Do you even realize who's on your board, your PTA board? You know it's both truth mamas on there? Did I hear everything? Do y'all even know that? Why you think they here, dog? This ain't about money, man. This is about kids to me. God don't bless me, dog. And you tell this nigga go get money from me?
God bless me.
He said it a lot. Look, nigga, if you don't like this, I will grab you by the shoulder and hold you till the safety comes over and whoop your ass.
Ah, he said nigga.
Now, apparently, from the other side of the story, the reason why this was recorded by this dude is because there's all kinds of allegations that Deion would walk around and bully the shit out of people in this place. So apparently this is them confronting him. So I don't know the real story. I don't really care about the real story. I think it's just funny listening to Deion Sanders call himself the head nigga in charge.
Right.
I am the HNIC.
Oh my God. Yeah, he did say that, didn't he?
He did. I am the HNIC, the head nigga in charge. Yep. I think that would probably look great on a piece of letterhead, don't you? I think it would. I think it would be, seriously. Remember all this Richie Incognito stuff, right? What were we saying? This is how people talk. Right. Right? This is Deion Sanders in a board meeting, for God's sake.
Yeah, I'm guessing the average board meeting doesn't go like that.
I don't think so. Well, Wellington, I don't know any of these niggas sitting at the table here. Would you care to explain yourself?
Oh my God. Jesus.
Let me tell you something. You can tell the stockholders that I am the head nigga in charge around here. And if they don't like it.
Oh, man. That's great.
No, I think that those board meetings have their own language that's the same thing. You know
sure.
what I mean? So, yeah, I think it's funny that the NFL's trying to crack down on this word. Here's Deion Sanders using it in a board meeting. What do you think? When they cut the cameras off on NFL Network for a commercial, does he turn around to Rich Eisen and say, yo, nigga, give me a bottle of water?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe.
He sure ain't shy.
Nope, not at all. But, yeah, that was pretty good stuff. And then finally, the last thing I wanted to touch on here was the whole marijuana situation in the NFL. And, you know, this was the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, it was the weed bowl, the pot bowl. Everybody was talking about it, you know, the two states that have marijuana legalized. And now there's a bunch of talk about how they need to stop testing players for marijuana because apparently marijuana aids in the recovery from concussions.
Well, dude, remember, at least for the last 3 or 4 years, even going back to like Chris Henry, we were laughing because he got busted with pot. And we were laughing because everybody, when they talk about this in regards to the NFL, never really brings up the fact that it's actually illegal. Now it's not, but nobody ever acknowledged that. They always just were like, it's against the NFL rules, so they shouldn't be doing it. Nobody ever said, well, no, it's against the law. So nobody gives a shit about this law. All right? And if the Broncos were smoking it before the game the other day, that would explain a lot. But
maybe it was the Seahawks smoking it because they were relaxed and cool the whole game.
They beat the shit out of that
team.
They
did, man.
Yeah. So, you know, I forgot where we were going.
Well, I want to play this clip of Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark was on ESPN2's First Take with Skip and Stephen A., and he's basically saying, you got to let guys do this.
Guys feel like if I can do this, it keeps me away from maybe Vicodin. It keeps me away from pain prescription drugs, you know, and things that guys get addicted to. And you see it come out. You know, there's Brett Favre, you know, back in the day. He had his situation with prescription drugs.
Sure
and
did.
So, you know, guys look at this as a more natural way to heal themselves. To stress relieve and also to medicate themselves for pain. And so guys are still going to do it. I think they shouldn't test for it at all.
Right. He says that. And then he says even though they do test for it, there's only a couple tests where you got to pass.
They're fighting a losing battle. There is one random test during OTAs and mini camps in the off season, and everybody will be tested early in training camp. After that, there are no more tests. So guys understand the ways to get around, you know, failing the drug test.
Okay, now here's the thing. If you do fail a test, well, then you can be tested up to 10 times per month. But if you're maybe the NFL looks at it this way. Maybe the only reason they test at that, you know, that one time each year, they don't test during the season if you've never failed a test. Maybe they just say, well, you know what? If you can't stop smoking for a few weeks to pass a test, then you have a serious problem. Because marijuana is not physically addictive.
Well, it takes a lot.
It's not.
You know?
No, it's not physically addictive. If you smoke pot every day, all day for a year, and then stop, you will have no physical withdrawals. Now, psychological addiction is there, you know, because you're used to doing it all the time, just like cigarettes. You can get through the week of physical withdrawal if you quit smoking, but the psychological stuff's still going to mess with you, you know, and that's just on you and how well you can get over that. But physically, it is not addictive.
I think I probably would have smoked a joint and done the Vicodin. Did you see him in the pregame?
Brett Favre? No.
Yeah. He was on NFL Network. He looks like he should be riding a bear.
Is that right? I didn't catch
that. He looks pretty old, man. He looks haggard. He doesn't look too bad, actually. I shouldn't say that. He looks like he's pretty comfortable, but he certainly does not. He looks a million miles away from the NFL, that's for sure.
Well.
But, look. Yeah, I think they're right. They should stop bothering with it, okay? It's not like anybody really thinks that your guys are role models anymore. It's not like that really exists too much anymore. And some people who think that they can be, okay, yeah, blah, 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 fine. Well, you got your Larry Fitzgeralds, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So they don't have to be following Pac-Man Jones. You know, your kid doesn't need the Pac-Man Jones fathead on his wall.
Yeah, you know.
Get him Larry Fitzgerald. So, yeah, you know, I don't see where there's a big deal anymore. The whole country's changing quickly, isn't it?
He just put a picture of Peyton Manning on his wall, because any picture of Peyton Manning is a fat head.
It's a tall head. It's a really tall head. And apparently it's a very good strain of pot, because he sure played like he was stoned off his ass.
So there it is. There's your Super Bowl. It was not a good game unless you were a Seahawks fan. I mean, it was a dominating performance. It was really impressive to watch Seattle's defense just completely dismantle the number one offense of all time.
Oh, the greatest of all time quarterback, Tom. This guy knows what you're doing before you do.
I thought he'd figure it out. I thought he would break down their defense eventually and put up a bunch of points. You know, even because they got the safety, then they got a field goal, then they got another field goal, and you're going, okay, well, it's only 8-0. You know?
Look, I thought when they were down 36 points going into the fourth quarter, it wasn't out of the question. This was Peyton Manning, after all. It wasn't beyond the realm. You know, I wasn't like, well, yeah, actually, I think after the kickoff return and open the second half, I knew there was no way that they were going to win. There was no way. But even still, he has that capability of getting hot. Apparently not in the postseason.
Well, I didn't know he had a vagina.
You hear it squishing?
I didn't know you had a vagina.
Oh, vagina.
A vagina. Vagina war cry.
I've been following the Broncos. I'm a Peyton Manning fan. He signed my red spot on my forehead.
All right, so, you know, usually after, at least the last couple of years, I don't know, we've hardly done any shows between the Super Bowl and training camp. Well, we're going to do some this year, and we're going to watch the Olympics, and we're going to report back with a show on that. I got a bunch of predictions from the beginning of the season on the NFL that are going to crack you up. We're going to do those. We'll have draft coverage and some other stuff. I think we might do an entire show about Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. I tell you what, I'd rather talk about those opening ceremonies.
You don't like the trash techno music for 2 hour Olympic parade?
So we got, what, a couple weeks here on the Olympics?
Party.
And then
everybody there.
And again, I mean, if you want some entertainment, man, just watch the ice skating, because first off, you got Johnny Weir, who's just, he looks kind of like Marilyn Manson all cleaned up. And then you've got...
We're not going to get to see him, though. He's just going to talk.
Well, no, you see a lot of him.
Oh, a lot of him. Oh, my.
Well, and it's okay, because he's sitting next to Tara Lipinski, who looks amazing.
Oh, not next to Johnny Weir. There, he's going to be having like this fashion war the entire week.
Exactly. The guy is so...
Let's see her wear Fox like I can.
I mean, there's one thing to be out and let everybody know, and there's one thing to be even somewhat flaming, but this guy is so far over the top, and I'm afraid they're going to come get him in Russia and take him away. All of a sudden, you're not going to see him anymore.
Could you imagine him at that opening ceremony last night with that music pumping?
Oh, my God. He was loving it. You know he was loving it.
You could hear that they had ushers. Please, people, just thrust your hips to throbbing techno music, athletic persons, and people as an audience. We request you thrust only at members of opposite sex, please.
By the way, kudos to Aunt Marge, who apparently crocheted every one of our Olympic sweaters as they walked into the stadium.
I'm glad they got there in time.
All right.
I was knitting my fingers off.
Well, send us your intro with a joke. You got to do a joke. You got to say it's Bang Radio Hour number 245, and then you got to give us something.
Yep, something. Keep it within 40 seconds or so. Yep.
And where do you want them to send that? Where do you want them to send them?
Well, you can put them on YouTube, and I'll just grab them from there. Just put them up there and send me a link.
Oh, okay.
That's what Tilliard does. He puts them up there, and then you can pull them down when you're done.
There you go.
So, yeah, catch up with me on the Facebook page. It's called Bang Cartoon Radio Hour on Facebook. You can find us there. There's a lot of fun on that site.
Very good. Very
good. Lots of people. All right, then.
And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com.
Bang, 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 bang. Here I come. Bang.
You've been
been listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang Cartoon Radio.